This is KCUR 89.3. Last week, Amazon announced that it will raise its minimum wage to $15 an hour effective November 1st. That's the minimum wage Kansas City, Missouri would have had if the state hadn't blocked it last year. As KCUR's Andrea Tudhope reports, all Missouri voters will have a chance to raise the baseline rate of pay in November's midterm election.
If you work full-time in this country, you ought to be able to make a living wage.
It's Saturday, and a group gathered at a union headquarters is getting ready to fan out to reach voters in the Kansas City area.
The second thing we're talking about today is Raise Up Missouri, or Proposition B, and this is going to raise the minimum wage in Missouri by 85 cents a year until we get to $12 an hour by 2023.
Prop B is a proposed constitutional amendment on the November 6th ballot and the latest effort to raise the minimum wage for Kansas City workers. Fighting for it is old hat for Kansas City. In fact, some 70% of voters in the metro area approved a measure last year to get it up to $15 an hour by 2022. But lawmakers in Jefferson City blocked it, along with an effort in St. Louis.
How many times have we voted for increasing the minimum wage? Two or three times. Each time the state has preempted us.
That's Kansas City Councilman Scott Taylor. He's running for mayor. Prop B came up a lot at a recent mayoral debate. You could say the candidates were in agreement.
Short, I support increasing the
minimum
wage.
I support it. No, I don't think it goes far enough.
They're trying to pay daycare. No, it is not enough.
But I want to go back to the last question, the minimum wage question.
In short, yes, I do support it.
Well, I do support the ballot issue.
By the way, on minimum wage, I support an increase in the minimum wage.
A study from MIT suggests a single adult in Kansas City needs to make $11.05 an hour to get by. An adult with one child, $24.06. But at $7.85, a full-time minimum wage worker in Missouri takes home about $16,000 a year.
$7.85 is a ridiculous slap in the face to working people.
Wilson Vance works for Raise Up Missouri, the group leading the campaign for Proposition B.
There's not a single county in the state where you can get by on that.
Vance knows the struggle firsthand. She grew up in a single-parent minimum wage household. Sometimes her mom didn't eat so she could. Snacks were raw potatoes, and meals were mustard on white bread.
I don't think that anybody wants to live in a world where you can work full-time and wonder where your next meal is going to come from.
Conservative economist Michael Strain agrees with that.
No one who works full-time and heads a household should live in poverty.
What he doesn't agree with is raising the minimum wage to deal with that. Research suggests a higher minimum wage results in more productivity and less turnover in the workplace, which saves businesses money. That's why hundreds of Missouri businesses have backed Prop B, but they're mostly small businesses. Strain works for the American Enterprise Institute, a conservative think tank in D.C. He argues there's another consequence of raising the minimum wage. To make up for increased labor costs, he says businesses will have to start charging more for the products their own employees buy.
Yeah, in other words, you pay somebody more money with your left hand, and then you take that payback at the cash register with your right hand.
Strain grew up in Overland Park, Kansas, where he worked at the Hy-Vee grocery store at 95th and Antioch as a teenager.
Even though I was a minimum wage worker, I was not living in poverty because my parents earned a solid middle-class income. That dynamic describes most minimum wage workers.
But Wilson Vance from Raise Up Missouri says that's a myth.
I am talking to warehouse workers. I'm talking to janitors. I'm talking to home health care workers and teacher's aides.
On a recent weekend, Vance was knocking on doors near Grandview. Andre Smith tells her he used to make minimum wage in the 90s when it was $4.25 an hour.
And that was good for them, so, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's crazy to me because that was 20 years ago, and looking 20 years later, it's only went up $3 in 20 years. That's ridiculous.
Prop B has a lot of support in Missouri, and with just about a month to go before the November election, there are no committees registered to oppose the initiative. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Andrea Tudhope.